This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Banana Ariana. Banana Day. Nicki Minaj. And boy, you got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you.
Deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
All these bitches close, it's my mini-me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chilling me. Kissing me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I. Deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you the type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
Hello, and welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show.
Woo!
Today I have Lucy Moon in the studio with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. FYI, guys, this is being pre-recorded. I'm sorry. I'm in America right now.
What? Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're not going to be here when I move back?
No, I go away on Saturday. I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can do
everyone, Lucy's moving back to London.
Yeah, I move back in a week. Well, yeah. When you listen to this, I'll be back.
Yes. I can't wait to have you back. It's been so sad.
It's a bit emotional, but I'm excited.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm in America. I'm doing another Trek America tour, and this time of the Deep South.
Oh, that's going to be
so
amazing.
So we're starting and finishing in New Orleans, and then like we're going to like Nashville and the Smoky Mountains.
Oh,
and
that's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited! So that's why this is being pre-recorded. We're actually recording this the morning after last week's show with Bethan. So I have a slight hangover from half a bottle of wine. Just half a bottle.
Wine is a killer. As you get... When I was 18, I could drink a whole bottle of wine and be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like 3 years later, I can drink maybe 2 glasses of wine and I can't get up in the morning.
I just... It affects me so much now. And it's like, it's my job.
Yeah.
There's a heavy portion of my job that involves drinking. And then...
Well, I'm taking a month off. So maybe...
Yeah. Tell me about... Because Lucy has... we're not drinking today, by the way. So Drunk Advice Live later will be in the spirit of drunk.
Yeah.
But Lucy, you have been reading a book about sobriety?
Yeah, no, I'm just a bad drinker. And I thought I was getting it in control.
Yeah.
And under control. And then maybe 2 weeks ago, I had a really bad night out. And I went, okay, you need to up your game, Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, you need to prove you want to be a better drinker.
So how long... So this month of no alcohol, when did that start?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
and
ago.
And I've got another 2 weeks.
So you're halfway through. How's that been?
Hard.
Really?
But also, I've actually got a drive to keep doing it. And before, like... I've been like, oh, yeah, I'll take a month of sobriety, yeah. And it's kind of aspirational, and then I just slip in the first week. But this time I'm like, I feel way more comfortable with it.
Have you noticed any changes in your, like, energy, your mood?
So I've noticed that I am actually more tired than I thought all those times when I was hungover or, like, I'd had alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, it's just the alcohol. No, I'm actually that tired, so I'm going to go to the doctor.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm tired quite a lot of the time, and I don't really
Maybe
know
you're
why.
Anemic.
Oh, I don't want to be anemic. I am now pescatarian as well, so could be.
Your lack of bread,
iron,
red meat.
I thought you said bread.
I said red, like red meat. Well, that's interesting. I've always thought about not drinking for a bit and then...
Give it a little bit of, like, you know, detox.
My dad's stopped drinking at home.
That's a good idea.
Because he always... like, you know, there's just like wine in the house and he'll have like a glass with dinner or whatever. He mentioned recently that he stopped doing that and he's like, I've got so much more energy, like, da, 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 like he really notices it. I'm like, whoa.
And for people that can
But he's
drink,
an old man. So.
Yeah. If you can drink in sensible quantities then when you're out, then that's good. But it's out that's my vice. So I can drink with a meal or I can drink with family and friends. Absolutely fine. Soon as I'm out in a bar, forget it. So
I'm fine out in a bar. It's usually drinking at home where I'm the worst because I feel extra safe.
And it's kind of cheaper as well. So you have more alcohol usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm ashamed to admit I've vomited after 2 episodes of Drunk Advice.
Really?
Yeah.
I know one of them.
The one with Lena.
Yeah.
The second one was the one with Ben Brown.
And
like, I don't think I was that drunk, but... After we finished filming, Ben and I were like doing all these like breathing exercises and like all of this like weird, because he's like super into sport and like used to be a professional kayaker.
Doesn't he do massaging something? And stuff?
Like all of these sports massages. And so we're like there was one of these things that you like roll on your back to like, you know, help straighten out your back or massage your back or something. So I'm like rolling around on this thing and then I stand up.
Yeah.
Like, after just, I don't know, there's something that, like, doing something to your body that way after alcohol and then standing up, I was just like, nope. And just went to the toilet, had a sly little vomit, and then came back out and was just like, I just threw up. And he was just like, oh, shit, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm actually fine.
I like it when it's sly.
It was
just like low key.
I could have not told him and I would have gotten away with it completely, but. Weird. Lucy, do you have any idea what you've got yourself into coming on this show?
Absolutely none.
And okay.
That slightly terrifies me.
I'm into it.
But I trust you, Hannah.
Oh, good. So we've got some games. We're going to be playing some games.
I love games.
Innuendo or innuendon't.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shit or Twitter.
Ooh.
The fuck you saying, mate? songs about sex. That one's a bit more self-explanatory. And then Drunk Advice Alive.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a pre-record, so it's not live, but we still can't edit it.
Yeah.
So it's still You know, and Lucy's actually never been on an episode of Drunk Advice.
I know. How has this happened?
You're like,
we've filmed more than I have filmed with most other people. And yet we've never done a Drunk Advice, and we've never done a proper main channel video on my channel, I don't think.
Haven't we? Oh my
no.
God. Oh my God, we're the worst.
I know. And how often? I see you more than I see everyone
well,
else.
This is the thing, because I think one of the reasons why I've like just kept on pushing back filming a Drunk Advice with you is because there are other people that are maybe like only in town for a few days, or like I don't socialize with them as much, and so kind of locking in a date to film with them is
whereas
like
I am a constant presence in
your
life.
You're just always there, so I'm like, I'll always be able to film with Lucy, it's fine. Like eventually, and then it just has never happened. But you were in the Drunk Advice with Savannah.
Yeah, probably. I was, yeah, I had to, fun story, I actually lost a job because of how drunk I was in those videos.
Oh, the one on Savannah's channel.
Yeah, and the one on that Drunk Advice where I keep popping my head up. Yeah, the company, who shall remain unnamed, said, oh, we're actually trying to appeal to 11 to 17 year olds, so we'd rather not work
even
with
though
you on
those
this.
Videos like on your channel,
not on my channel, and now they're totally not tagged with my name.
I yeah, because like, I remember you messaging Savannah being like, can you please take my name?
Oh dear, but hey, you live and you learn.
Oh, I just keep on thinking of all the jobs that I'll never get now because of what's
but then you're
on
open
the internet.
To lots more. Like, at least people who will work with you because they like you for you. You're not putting on a persona.
This is true. She gets it. She gets it. I'm so excited for you to move back to London. And we're going to be neighbours, guys.
I know.
Not like direct neighbours, but in London terms,
yeah.
Neighbours. But we were like, it's going to be a similar distance to where we used to live.
Do you know what? Isn't that weird?
Oh
yeah.
My God. Oh,
so we've moved across the whole city, but we're still
like half an hour away from each other. Are we going to be walking distance?
I don't think we're walking. Well, we are if you're happy to walk for like 45 minutes, but there's a direct bus basically door to door. And that for me is so exciting.
Guys, expect Hannah Witten and Lucy Moon collabs in the near future on a YouTube channel near you coming soon.
Lots of work days as well. I request work days.
Yeah. That would be good. I love me some like laptop parties, work parties.
Yeah.
Can get lonely being a freelancer.
It's very true.
So lonely. Anyways, lots more games. Oh, I just remembered. So this is a pre-record, but the person who has created all of these Twitter accounts, like Witten as cats, Riyadh as dogs, Daniel
asking them
Jay Layton as dogs. Well, they just are like, hey, new guest, do you want cats or dogs? So they asked last night whether you wanted cats or dogs. You said dogs.
I'm having a real dog phase.
Tweeted them back, and it has now been created.
I don't understand
there is
how they have time.
Lucy as dogs account.
It's amazing. Please go follow it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that they managed to find a dog wearing a similar jumper to me, similar glasses to me.
It's amazing. And also, a lot of these accounts are all run by the same person. I think it's a girl called Jamie. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, hopefully she puts it on her CV and uses it to get a job. Like,
yeah, you should just like get a social media marketing job. You're like, look, I run 10 different accounts.
Yeah, and I go to school or
whatever. Like, I have a full-time career as a student or whatever your job is. Plus, I'm running these 10 Twitter accounts.
It's a skill.
Put it on your CV, man. It's great. Right. Yeah, that's. I can't wait. I'm so sad that this isn't live because I want them to like tweet pictures during the show, but hopefully whilst this is live then we can like retweet some of the pictures.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Lucy as dogs. It's gonna be bloody great. Right, we'll be back in a second.
could stay gold. What if the love of your love's not enough? What if I fall and can't bear to get up? Oh, I wish for once you could stay gold. You could stay gold. Oh, oh, oh. You could stay gold. Oh, oh, oh. Stay gold. Oh, oh, oh.
All right. Those guys are just like my favourite band ever. I just love them. They're First Aid Kit. And
how many times have you seen them live now?
Five. Five times.
That's quite impressive. That's more times than I've seen Panic at the Disco, who I don't love Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I keep being able to see them. So I'm like, well, I quite like them.
I quite like them.
I used to love them, but
I have been in love. Well, I think it's five times over like 6 years, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's reasonable. It's not like you're following them.
And one time was at a festival.
Rosianna's probably seen The Killers more than you've seen.
And she just, yeah, like, follows them around on tour.
Yeah. You know, by the way, Rosianna is a Paper Time lady on YouTube, for those of you that don't know. She's great.
Miss Echochath.
Yeah, Miss Echochath.
That's what I'm just going to do. Okay, Lucy, I forgot to initiate you to the show.
Oh, gosh. What's coming?
So the way that we initiate newcomers on the show, because we have a game to do with Urban Dictionary. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to search your name.
I love Urban Dictionary. It was the only website that was not blocked when I was in school. That and Nev's Jam Buster on CBBC.
Smile!
Yeah.
Because you could get onto the BBC website, you could then get onto Smile. And yeah, we used to play Nev It Up.
Yeah!
Like the game, yeah, where he's like, up. Oh my God.
Such a great game!
Yeah!
Like, it's all these computers. That was all my IT lessons.
Yeah.
Do people still have IT lessons?
I don't know, but they'd be very different to when we did IT lessons, because ours was like how to use a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And like, I hope nowadays it's like how to
make a presentation. Yeah, like, hopefully.
Like, oh, how to code, you know, how to like actually do legit stuff. Like, I still don't know how to make a spreadsheet. Okay, Lucy, top definition on Urban Dictionary.
A crazy, out-of-this-world scheme that usually backfires, inspired by Lucille Ball's crazy antics or schemes on I Love Lucy. I don't think that's the main definition of Lucy in colloquial language.
Hmm.
Do you want to know the two that I think
My sister pulled me into a Lucy when she tricked her husband into going... What? Let's read some other definitions.
I reckon there's going to be one about Lucifer.
Ah.
Ooh.
Here we go. Next one. A sexy, attractive female who is intelligent and understanding. A fun-filled character with endless amusement.
Guys.
Usually found in the UK with dazzling eyes and a smile to die for.
Oh.
A cuddly person who means the world to anyone. Unless retarded. Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh. That was
written
a while ago.
It was going so well. And then just
the
end.
It was written in 2007.
There we go.
Not forgiven.
Before political correctness.
Yeah.
Should we read out... the example it's given. I'll be number one and you be number two.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, let's not, because it's got the N-word in it.
No. No.
Why
no.
has someone done that?
Oh,
God damn
gosh.
You, Urban Dictionary.
It was 2007.
2007 Urban Dictionary.
Yes, yeah,
oh,
this third definition is what I...
Another name for acid or LSD.
Yeah, the number of rappers that refer to... Lucy and I kind of jump in like the song and then it's another name
for acid. Because the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds,
exactly.
Lucy, Sky, Diamonds, LSD.
yeah,
that's
cool.
There
Hannah
you go.
Witten conspiracy theorist.
That's what it is, though. That's like
no,
for
I
sure
know,
what
know.
It is. There you go. The Beatles aren't all innocent and fun-loving. They're all on drugs. Who knows.
I'm just realizing how old all of these entries are. The most recent one is 2010.
Does no one like create definitions on Urban Dictionary anymore?
Do you reckon anyone uses Urban Dictionary anymore?
I do. Okay, so I actually often use Urban Dictionary when I see people tweeting certain initialisms.
Like SMH. What does that mean?
The amount of times I've looked up SMH and I forget every time, but now it's shaking my head.
That's so dumb.
But I've had to look that up so many times, and there are loads of other ones. Like someone wrote one recently, JFC, and I was like, "What the hell is JFC?" So I had to look it up on Urban Dictionary. It's just Jesus fucking Christ.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, What is OFC, of course? Because that's how I read it.
I think so. Yeah, that would make sense.
If not, I'm like a mum that reads lol, lots of love.
Lots of love. Lots of love. Oh, that's adorable. Earlier, when we were playing Side to Side by Ariana Grande, Lucy and I were having a chat about it, and then I was like, we should actually talk about this on the radio. not just privately, because this is comedy gold, no. But I was, at the first time I heard that song was when I saw the live performance at the VMAs.
Which was immaculate.
I'm sorry, but, okay, she's singing.
Yeah.
For one, she's singing and she's got an incredible voice. Two, she's on an exercise bike.
So clearly.
And she's doing a full choreographed routine.
That stamina.
On an exercise
Have
bike.
Have you ever done spinning?
Yes. What the hell?
So she's effectively doing a spinning class and yet has enough energy and enough like lung capacity
to hit
sing.
Those notes.
Like Ariana Grande.
She's,
that's madness.
She's incredible. And she's a tiny person. And then, on top of that, she's wearing high heels.
Oh my god, like stiletto heels.
And I've not rewatched it, so correct me if I'm wrong, but there's one point where all of the girls and the dancers and Ariana are standing on the seat of the bicycle.
Yes,
in
yes.
heels!
It's absolutely insane.
I was waiting for something to go wrong, and it didn't. And I was just like, you are incredible.
Yeah, she is. So much. Mega celeb for a reason.
She's working hard. Like, how much practice?
I have no idea. But the thing that I
can't
love about Ariana at the moment is she is dating rapper called Mac Miller. So Mac Miller is what I think of one of the most talented rappers. He's incredible. Okay. But he's just like a scrawny, small guy. Covered in tattoos, he's had loads of drug addictions, he's clean, I think, now. And Ariana must just be like, it's just defying all stereotypes of this woman.
Because she's like Disney Channel.
Yeah, she's like, no, he's great, he's really cool. Yeah, and I think he's really cool. So basically, I think Ariana's really cool.
You're like, great taste in men, Ariana.
Yeah, I approve. Awesome.
And also Nicki Minaj is in the song.
Oh,
so
yeah, I love
anything
Nicki
with
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj yeah. is just like immediately 10 times better.
And did you know she's from Trinidad?
What?
I know.
Oh my God. Are you related?
No. I'm not related, I'm afraid.
Not related to Nicki Minaj.
No,
sad times.
I'm very white. But I mean, she probably grew up in Port of Spain, so that's kind of cool, which is like the big city.
Ah,
and that's
okay.
where my family's from. So.
Oh, so she's first generation.
She moved over, don't ask how I know this. She moved over from Trinidad when she was 5 to New York, I think.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So, yeah, no, I guess she is first gen.
First gen, hashtag first gen.
Yeah.
We're reading a book about at the moment about immigration, kind of.
Kind of. Immigration and hermaphroditeness. What's the
The PC term is intersex, Lucy?
Intersex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
it's
didn't
fine.
Know.
We've not recorded the Banging Book Club podcast yet about Middlesex, and so I've not had a chance to correct Lucy.
I would say, though, it has been the bane of my month.
Yeah!
Reading
oh
this
God!
Book. I did not realise. I've read 200 pages of it, maybe like verging on 250.
Okay.
Right?
I've read the whole thing
You've
now.
Read the whole thing now.
I've finished it.
I'm out of practice of reading fiction, just in general, and I'm out of practice
this
of reading...
This was especially hard fiction.
It was really heavy. Just, I don't know how fiction can be that heavy that's not about, like, death or something.
There's some death in it.
Oh, really?
Spoilers. Spoilers!
Oh. I'm not at that point yet. But it's just a whole detailing of his life, and it's so long.
One thing I will say, like, having finished it, is that it was difficult. It was so hard, but I feel really enriched now.
Yeah, it feels like a book you really take with you.
Yeah.
Like you get something out of it.
I will not be rereading it ever, but I don't reread books anyway.
No, I don't. I used to reread. I've reread the third Harry Potter book 20 times.
20?
Yep. I was an obsessive 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old.
Whoa! Is that one your favourite?
Yeah, by far.
Oh.
I like it because Voldemort's not in it, but it's still scary.
I that sounded like you'd practiced that reason that you've said that so many times. I like it because Voldemort's not in it, but it's still scary. And like that you've said that many times before.
Yeah, I do love the third book. And the third film, because it's directed by Alfonso Cuarón.
It is a weird film.
That it is, one. But I like it.
I actually watched Prisoner of Azkaban recently.
Oh, I haven't seen it in a while.
It's stupid.
Oh, is it that bad?
No, it's not bad. But okay, so I was watching it with a bunch of my friends, and we were also watching it with my friend's 12-year-old sister, and I think we were just ruining it for her because basically we were just like talking over it and being like, well, logically that wouldn't happen, and like, and just, you know, when you just like pick something apart.
Yeah.
But we were mainly just being like, just because they're teenagers, isn't it? They're like 13.
Yeah.
And we're just like stupid teenagers making all these stupid decisions. And but it's still a great film. I've only reread the Harry Potter books I've read each book twice.
That's probably a much healthier balance. I reread them all multiple times, but I just remember the third one being at least 20.
My God, that's insane. I've not read any of them since the final film came out because the way that I did it is that as a kid I read all of the books like as they were coming out.
Oh, because it was within our kind of timeline. I remember the first film came out when I was 8.
I was 10 or 11.
I was 7 because I read all of the first 4 when I was 8.
Oh my God.
I was,
okay.
That's what kicked me into reading really properly.
Because I got the first 2 books when I was 7 in 1999.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
1999.
You were 7 in 1999?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know when I was born, mate.
Wait.
But I was six.
The books were in 2001.
The books were first published in. Yeah, but I'm 3 years older than you.
Are you? I thought you were 2 years older than me. Oh, gosh. I'm learning so much.
I'm so old.
No, you're not. Don't be silly.
But yeah, so I read all of the books like as they were coming out, and then the films started coming out like somewhere in the middle. And then what I would do was I would go see the film without having like reread the book. So it was like fresh and I could enjoy the film for what it was. And then after the film came out, I would then reread the book.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So
you were a clever child, Hannah.
I was. Well, when did the final film come out? I would have been a teenager then.
Yeah, I was a teen and I remember it so distinctly because when the final film came out, I was in California for some reason with my family.
Oh.
And I think we're visiting our surrogate grandparents. Long story. And I'm not going to explain that on the radio. My kind of grandparents. And we went to the cinema to see it, and my dad was snoring throughout the end so loudly that the attendant had to shake him and wake him up because we couldn't wake him.
Oh my God. I remember going with seeing the final film, Deathly Hallows Part 2, with my dad and my friend. And as the credits were rolling at the end, I was just like sat in my seat with tears streaming down my eyes. And my dad and my friend were like, cool, and stood up and were leaving. And they were like, come on, Hannah. I was like, how dare you? I need a moment. Like, this is the end. This is the end.
And this makes me think, actually, maybe that was... No, it must have been Deathly Hallows Part 1 that I saw in California because it was through Dobby's death.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. But through Dobby's death was when my dad was, you know, all...
Oh, my God. Bad times.
But I just remember in the second one crying my eyes out. I don't think I've ever... Oh, no, I've cried more in P.S. I Love You. But otherwise... That was hard.
I feel like we could talk about Harry Potter forever.
Yeah.
So, gonna play a song to shut us up.
And I got way too many feels, way too much emotion. I don't even know the thrill. I just say fuck it, keep on going. And I get deeper. Yeah, I feel I'm wrong, and I can see you, yeah, I see you. I don't know, I think I'm wrong. Yeah, it's way too many feels, way too much emotion. I don't even know the thrill. I just say fuck it, keep on going. I get deeper. Yeah, I think I'm wrong, and I can see you, yeah, I see you. Going, I got way too many feelings, way too much emotion. All these hands inside my body, I say fuck it, keep on drowning. You can bring a dress, I met you, yeah, you mix it, pour a potion. I don't know who you are, but I dive into your ocean. Yeah, you say you're smoking grams, I'm smoking them to the Grammys. Say you got them eyes, but all I see is candy. Still you came through so low-key, think you understand? Get along with your best friends, even better with your family. I got way too many.
jumping because it's like that. You see all these chicks and now your girl ain't even right back. You drink on my room and you know what to do. Someone dropped a bottle, so if it, I get screwed. You know I got like way too many fears, way too much emotion, don't know how to make you feel. But I'm sorry, bitch, I'm blowing. You know I just dropped up in that coupe soon. Don't know where you've been at.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hey Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Riddle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we talk about bum leaking.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally, you go on radio and it's like no swearing, no kidding, and it's just straight up like, yeah, I use my thumb.
That's food,
it's
just
like, it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
That. Not on my watch.
Walk in there. Yeah, mate, have you had your bum leak, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
Yeah, that's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday. From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, Lucy, are you ready for a game?
I'm ready for a game.
Yeah, we've got producer Natalie in the studio.
Hello.
She came in saying that she might blush.
I might do.
During this game of innuendo or innuendon't.
So can someone explain to me what this game is?
Yeah. I'm fake fan. Can't you even not listen to my show?
Mildly embarrassed that I don't know what it is.
So basically, Nat has picked some phrases from Urban Dictionary. And they're either an innuendo or an innuendon't. So it's sexual or non-sexual.
Oh.
And so then we have to buzz in using a sound that we create with our mouths in a minute. And then guess if it's sexual or non-sexual and also guess what it means.
Okay.
Would you like to create a buzzing sound?
When you said a buzzer, my first thought was moo.
Okay,
so
great.
I'm going to do a moo.
You're going to do a moo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down the animal route and I'm going to do quack, quack.
God, that's going to deafen my ears, but I'm ready.
That's nice. Okay.
I'm a duck. I'm ready.
Number one, then. Lace hanky. Lace hanky.
Mm.
Yes, Lucy. Is it sexual or non-sexual?
Non-sexual.
Incorrect.
Oh, really? A lace hanky.
It sounds a bit vaginal.
Vaginal.
Not involving the vagina.
Does
at
it
all.
Involve,
no.
like, semen on a hanky?
It does... It involves semen, but you wouldn't have necessarily... So you wouldn't have ejaculated at this point. There wouldn't be the semen there, but it would involve that area.
So the groin, the penis
area. Yeah.
So there's no ejaculation.
No.
Balls,
but not, well, there's nothing coming out of the penis at this point. So you're doing something in that area. What are you... You're down
hand job, blowjob.
Blowjob, right.
Blowjob,
so,
okay.
So you're...
We're getting there.
So it's when you're giving somebody a blowjob, but then they do something else happens, and that's when the lace hanky comes in.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that? Something up the bum, like fingers up the bum.
No, it's nothing
time.
To do with bum. It's more something you would do...
Facially,
on your face. Something that would happen. Something that happens to your face, or...
You suddenly like have a stroke and you bite
not a stroke,
down onto the penis.
Something that you do. So it's not like, so you don't burp.
Okay.
So it'd be something like that.
Hiccup.
Not hiccuping.
Don't say puke.
You do quite a lot of it on this show.
Puke.
Not puke. No. Not puke.
I don't puke on this show.
What
I do,
do
quite
a lot
of this on this show. What do I do on this show? Breathing, talking.
Laughing.
Laughing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we laugh on this show sometimes.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yes. Well, okay. A lace hanky.
Oh, God. What?
Do you want to have a final guess then?
Right.
Oh,
so you're giving someone a blowjob.
I don't have a dirty enough mind for
you
this.
You laugh.
And then something
and
happens
then
once you laugh.
Someone sneezes.
A lace
No.
And
hanky.
Then there's
something
ejaculation.
Comes out. No, ejaculation, but maybe not from your mouth. Maybe from
some
other... Yes.
That's why I said sneezing.
But it's more like... when a person giving a blowjob laughs and then passes a load out of their nose. So it'd be like snot, I guess.
Why is that called a lace hanky?
I don't know.
It's all like...
I don't know.
Stay connected.
Yeah.
Ooh, yuck.
I think maybe you get that one, Hannah, do you?
I had a lot of help.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a point there.
Yes.
I'll give you a point.
I just feel like, how do people know these things? You have to experience it to
yeah,
name
exactly.
it on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, yeah. Number two. Body ironed.
Body ironed.
I-R-O-N-E-D. Yeah.
Body ironed.
Ooh. Yes, Lucy, yeah.
Non-sexual.
Correct.
It seems like someone rolling along someone else, but no. I could be wrong.
No, no.
Just yeah. Jump. Pile on!
Yeah, exactly. But you're then you get, roll as well.
Then you get body ironed.
Like steamrolled.
No, this only involves yourself.
Is it when you burn yourself when you're, like, straightening your hair?
No, it involves clothes.
Clothes. Oh, when you're ironing your clothes on your body?
No, but...
Oh. Damn.
It does involve you wearing something that needs ironing.
Do you lie down on stuff and like attempt to iron the clothes?
No, you're not lying down. So you're wearing something that's wrinkled and mm-hmm. then something happens to get rid of the wrinkles from your body.
You fart.
No.
I don't think that's how that works.
You fart.
Is that how you do your ironing?
I'm just in Urban Dictionary mode. I'm like, has it got anything to do with farts or semen?
No semen or farts involved
in this. No semen and farts. Okay. Well, that narrows it down.
I don't...
What does your body produce?
Sweat.
Right, which is kind of what kind... Well, not necessarily sweat, but it's like body...
Steam, heat.
Heat, right, yes. So it's body heat. It's when you wear a wrinkled shirt and the heat from your body gets rid of the wrinkles. I don't think that's
not
true.
That doesn't happen.
That's not true,
that
is it?
That's not
but
science.
I'm a cold no. human.
That is maybe. Not science.
Yeah.
No, that's not, no, no science. Act to science.
Okay, number three. Load warrior.
Oh my god! Is this someone that can just ejaculate and then ejaculate?
Well, like,
quack.
Yes.
Sexual.
Yes.
Someone who just can keep on ejaculating.
It's not necessarily that they can keep on doing it. It's more.
It's just an insane amount.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a man that is known for ejaculating enormous amounts of semen during sex.
Oh,
a
lovely.
Load
lucky
warrior.
Lucky. A load warrior. Right, number four.
Oh wait, hold on. Oh.
Yeah.
Tooth sweater.
Tooth sweater?
Yes.
What? As in sweat off your body?
No, as in a sweater
like
that you would
jumper.
Wear. A jumper, yeah.
A tooth sweater. Moo. Yeah. I can't see how that is sexual.
You're correct. It is not sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an idea.
Go
but,
on.
No, but you mooed in.
Oh, gosh. I just know it's if it was sexual,
but it's
I'd
not,
lose
it,
a lot of faith in humanity.
It's not sexual.
Tooth sweater. A sweater that when you put it on is really itchy and sharp, and so you're like, oh, there's teeth all over me.
That's so cute.
It's cute, but it's no.
Is it a filling?
No.
Oh. Is it a mouth
is it
guard?
A grill?
Braces?
It's not a grill. It's not braces. It's more something that happens, say, if you don't brush your teeth for a day or so.
Oh, that horrible tacky, like,
yes,
overcoat.
Yeah. It's that kind of texture that there's, like, a tooth sweater.
That
like,
fuzzy.
Furry kind of.
That's Lucy gets a point I wish there was no word for that.
Yes. Horrible. That's a point for Lucy, though.
I get it when I drink too much Coke.
Yeah, or you have a bunch of sugar.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just like,
Or tea, actually. If you eat loads of dairy and it's like
and you just run your tongue along your teeth and it's just like,
Yeah. Good job, Lucy. Right, final one. Barbed wire fence.
Oh, God.
Go on, Hannah. You buzz in on this one.
Okay,
Simon,
quack. Yes. Barbed wire fence. Non-sexual. Great
no,
at sexual.
Sexual.
Well, fuck that.
I can't
what
think.
Is sexual to do with barbed wires?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't involve actual barbed wire.
Is it?
It's like something like a cock block.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
No.
Like, you know, a chastity belt.
No.
But that's just barbed wire.
It's something that you have in your mouth that might be metal.
Oh, braces.
Yes, it involves braces.
Oh, so when you're trying to give someone head and you got braces and
it
stops.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Get some pubes stuck in it?
Pubes are involved, yeah.
When you get caught. So the person who's giving head gets caught.
And then what happens to the pubes when they get caught?
They pull out.
They're ripped out of the skin. Yeah, that is correct. That's correct, Lucy.
Gosh.
A barbed wire fence, it says here, when giving a BJ and your braces get caught in their pubes and rips them out of the skin.
That's another
my
way of getting a wax. Oh my god, well done, Lucy.
Well done.
Linda, that was 2-2.
That's 2-2, yeah.
Well, no,
well done us.
No winners here, but I think only losers, because I wish I did not know any of that.
It doesn't benefit us, does it, really?
Well, you never know.
Hopefully
you never know.
Not.
You know, if someone ejaculates loads. So we were like, oh, you're a load warrior. Yes.
And they go, okay, I'm going to leave now.
Good for you. Good for you. Oh, my goodness. Right, more games coming up in a bit. Oh, we're going to be playing songs about sex next. Mm. Songs about sex next.
I picked a really sexy song.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, it's called Suffer, and it's by Charlie Puth, but it's a remix by someone called Andrea Lowe and Vince Staples, and it is sexy.
Okay, right after this, we're going to be analysing these lyrics and Ooh. Figuring out what it's really all about.
Soft kiss when the yellow cab came. Till next time when the sun fall and my thoughts roam. Love calls for your soft tone, when your sweet talk and your down tone, when you're not bothered. Hoping feelings never get broader, conversation never get broader. Still blind by the street lights, never gonna let another man cross. Guess I understand. Baby, loosen up your pants. Staring at me from your knees. Birds in the fucking bed.
Never heard that song before, so I've been very closely studying these lyrics.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So first of all, Lucy, why did you pick that song? And I would also like you to tell us a bit about your sex playlist.
Okay. So Yeah, I picked this song because it came on shuffle on Spotify the other day and I went, oh my God, this is going on all my sex playlists. I have two because I made a video.
You have two?
Because I made a video called Songs to Have Sex To.
Yeah.
About, like, these are the sexiest songs I know. I'll put them all in a playlist, but a lot of them were remixes, so I did it on SoundCloud. And now I also have a private one. It's not that private. I'm sure you can dig it up on my Spotify where I just, like, you know, throw stuff whenever I find it on Spotify.
So, okay.
I don't have, it's all like very slow, kind of R&B.
Groovy McGrooverson.
Groovy McGrooverson.
Hey. Ooh, we got the lyrics. Hell yeah!
I'm
excited. Okay, so let's go for. Have you ever had sex to this song?
I would neither like to confirm nor deny at this time. Yeah, I don't know actually. It's not really something you're thinking about, is it? If you're being distracted by the music when you're having sex, it's kind of like I once put Mariah Carey on a sex playlist and actually had to get up and turn it off when it came on. It was so distracting. Mariah is the least sexy person.
I'm just imagining All I Want for Christmas.
Oh God, yes. But for me, music, I tune into music so much. So like when I worked in Topshop, they had the same playlist every 40 minutes for months. And that was for me the worst part of the job. Worse than anything else is you're not stimulated enough if you're like standing on a changing room for an hour or an hour and a half. And then you're listening to the same songs over and over. To me, that's torture.
Yeah, because you're a big music person. Right, let's go through these lyrics.
Where should we start?
Starts with just like, you blow my mind. Yeah, we got it. Also blowjobs.
Yeah.
The first lyric that stuck out to me was just like, I go through pictures you send my phone. Yeah. Oh, stop tempting me. You know what I want. I love that because it's just like she's sending dirty pictures.
Yeah, and she's done it before and he's kind of ready. Like,
And he's just like going through all of these pictures. He's getting sexually frustrated all by himself.
When do you write a song like this? Like, I'm always like, are you horny when you go in the studio? Or do you go into the studio with this song and your producer is like, someone wrote this last night.
I don't know, man. It might be a long process. You never know.
And what if you co-write something like this?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just like a neutral zone when you're co-writing. Anyway, I'm getting distracted.
People co-write like sex songs all the time.
Yeah, but this is quite not intensely, but like as you said, the last lyric, go through pictures you sent my phone.
I wonder who it's about.
Yeah,
I always love wondering that.
So.
Blah 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 blah. I want to make love. I like that.
Yeah,
it's not just do your bang bang.
Yeah,
he wants to make love.
I feel like a lot of making love is like I meet you in a club. I want to make love to you. It's like, is it making?
Is that love though, mate?
Yeah,
but these guys, bang. These people seem to already have a relationship because they're sending each other nudes.
Some kind of something.
You know Friends what I? Benefits, you know maybe. What I want?
Yeah.
Because we've communicated it before.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just a sucker for a cold-hearted lover, though. Does that mean that she?
Wait, hold on a second.
Is she kind of
a bit distant?
Yeah,
maybe they're
or
not
maybe
in a relationship.
She teases
then.
Him.
With the nudes.
Yeah, she must be because it's like, don't keep me waiting, you should come over.
So maybe they haven't, done it.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
And this is the build up, oh my God, which is, in my opinion, often the most sexy part, which is the anticipation and the lead up and the build.
When I have sex dreams, because we're going to talk about this now. I don't have sex dreams. I have the build up to sex dreams.
For sure. Yeah. I always wake up like right before it happens.
I was speaking to my mum the other day. She was like, yeah, I always have dreams about cheating on your dad. But it's never, we never, you know, do anything. It's just the lead up. And I was like, oh God, we have something in common.
I think that a lot of people have that. When I've spoken to people, it's like, yeah, it's always the lead up.
Because that's the bit which you can really imagine. I don't know. I think it's weird to like...
Once the sex is happening, it's kind of usually the same.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's hard to imagine how someone has sex.
The build-up, however, is super exciting.
You can be, you know how they are.
So that's what's going on here. I think she's trying to... she's got the power here.
Yeah, which I quite like.
Because he's like, you make me suffer. Don't keep me waiting. You should come on over. Don't make me suffer. But also, people... Never feel guilted into sleeping with someone.
No.
Teasing and sending nudes is totally fine, and that's not an invitation, and that doesn't mean that you have to sleep with them.
Exactly. It feels like this girl has the power, though, so I think she can,
yeah,
you know, she can hold her own.
She's got it.
Not be pressured by Mr. Puth.
She is in control.
Yeah.
She'll have sex with him if she wants to have sex with him.
For some reason, I have this image in my head of Charlie Puth being a feminist. I'm not sure if he is or if he's ever mentioned it.
I don't know what he looks like. I'm going to Google him.
I used to have a bit of a crush on him when he was a YouTuber.
See, Bethan also mentioned that he was a YouTuber, and I'm just like,
who is this guy?
He's like, he looks really like Shawn Mendes.
He looks like Shawn Mendes. Oh, he's cute. Wait, how old is he though?
He's our age, like 25, 26. Our age, I'm 21. We can look it up.
He's 24. He's my age.
Yeah. Get on it.
Yeah.
Because he was a proper...
Get on it. Yeah, me and Charlie Puth.
But he went to a really famous production school or something, so he produces a lot of what he makes as well.
Oh, really?
He's really talented. Really great.
Really talented.
I should set you two up.
Yeah, just know him. Let's go
personally.
On his Twitter. Oh, no. Oh, he's on tour. Is he coming to the UK?
He might be. Do you know what one of the best perks, I think, is of being a YouTuber?
What?
Is being able to know people that can get you into gigs for free every so often. I love that.
It is a good perk.
It really is.
Pretty damn good. Ooh, hold on.
I sneeze.
But... Oh, so close!
No!
Oh my God!
Can you go see him?
No! I was just looking up
because there will be people at Buffer who know him.
But it's just a few days before. Wait, where's my... Guys. So Charlie Puth is on tour, but he's touring North America. But I'm going to be... New Orleans! Oh my God, he's doing New Orleans on the 9th. Wait, no, I don't understand American dates.
Yeah,
American he's doing
weird.
New Orleans.
So you're just gonna miss him, your one true love.
No, I think he already did New Orleans. I think that was the 10th of September. I don't understand American dates because you put the month first. I don't understand. Okay. I've missed him in New Orleans, but I'm going to be in Toronto.
No, but when you're in Toronto, all the YouTubers will be there and one of them will know him because he used to go to stuff.
Oh, I miss it.
It's distressing, really.
Gutted. Well, oh well.
Right, we should probably move on from searching if we can go meet Charlie Puth.
So close. I'll miss him by 2 days.
Do you know what? When I first went to VidCon, when I got in my hotel room, me and the three girls I was with sat down and Googled if Jack and Finn were single and like where we'd be able to find them. So this feels a bit like that.
Yeah, this is
I'm not
exactly
sure how
happening.
Comfortable I am with this.
No, we're just looking up when he's on tour because I like his music, so I want to go see him on tour.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, what else happens in these lyrics, Lucy?
I like Vince Staples. I think this is quite nice and soft, and he uses really soft to get my English lit A level analysis on. He uses really soft language like sunfall, sweet talk.
Oh wow, we're really analysing this. This does feel like English
soft
language.
Kiss. Yeah, it's nice. Your dial tone. Those really soft. Like
wait a second, Lucy. Are you reading the same thing I'm reading?
Like this bit of the book.
Yeah. But then the first line that Vince Staples sings is, smile when you're talking to me. I don't want to know your real pain.
Oh.
Which is just like, hey, please pretend for me. I don't really want to get to know you.
Well, I mean...
Long nights, I don't know your real name.
Soft kiss when the yellow cab came. It's catchy. But naughty, you should care about women.
And you should know their real names. Or at least the name that they give you.
Yeah, maybe that's what he means. Or maybe he's hooking up with a paid person. I don't know.
Or maybe they're just...
Oh my God, there's the line later. Baby, loosen up your pants. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, ooh, go away.
Did it say that?
Baby, loosen up your pants.
Oh my God.
Staring at me from your knees. Birds and the fucking bees.
Birds and the fucking bees.
Rap is weird.
That's what's happening here. That is maybe both of them are just lost and confused people, and they found something in each other, and it's like in a form of escapism.
Look at this
for them.
Hoping feelings never get brought up. Conversation never get broad. Still blind by the streetlights.
See?
He is clearly having some emotional times right now.
He just needs a good shag. and he doesn't want to talk about his feelings, but hopefully
and
at some point
this Charlie Puth song, he went, yeah, I can make something to this.
Hopefully at some point he will talk about his feelings.
I hope so. I like Vince. He's quite talented.
So he's the guy that's remixed this. So
he's the rapper on it.
Oh, okay.
And then another guy remixed it.
Okay, cool.
Called Andrea Lowe. So maybe a woman.
Is the Vince bit in the original Charlie Puth one?
I don't think
so.
No.
Okay. So Vince added this. He's added his own interpretation to the...
Yeah, so he must have heard it and gone, this speaks to my soul.
And it spoke to this particular experience that he had with the birds and the fucking bees.
Oh dear.
That's what I'm getting. That's really interesting. It's just, I feel like it's just two lonely people.
Yeah.
Aww. I feel like Charlie Puth is more into the person.
Yeah, I feel like Charlie's not lonely. Charlie is single.
Charlie's single and, no, I don't know. I can't tell. Charlie is pining after someone.
But they're someone that's worth it. In the sense that like, it's someone that's
they're
really
like
hot to
invested,
him.
Like really invested.
Invested kind
whereas,
of person.
Whereas Vince, his experience is a bit more like, I just found you in a club and we're both lonely. Let's go bang. Yeah, it's very impersonal. It's just like, you're another body.
You're another body. Don't tell me your real name or your problems.
Yeah, basically. We're going to completely flip things around because this next song I picked and I've known about it for years, but I just, for some reason, it just like came back to me and I've been listening to it a lot recently and it's not sexy at all.
Really?
No.
So how are we going to sexually analyse it then?
We're not. The sexual analysing is done.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's fine.
It's over. It's over, Lucy.
Oh, okay.
Go back to your sex playlist and analyse the rest of them.
Oh, I have plenty more songs that we can analyse, Hannah.
Woo! No, but this one is just pure romance, this song. I'm really sorry.
Wise men say
Aww. Isn't that sweet?
Aww. I don't know why I've been listening to that a lot recently. I've just been getting my jam on with like slow romantic cutesy songs recently. I don't know what's going on.
I've never been into slow romantic cute songs. I
do
never
not
will.
Like that though.
Or slow breakup songs. Never. Oh, sorry. Whack the microphone.
Do you not like that song, or do you, or is it just like nah?
Well, I mean, it's like
you're like
right.
bored.
You know, I respect it, and like listening to it now, I was like, oh, that's really nice. But you know, yeah. I would never put it on my iPod just because it's a bit. It's not my jam.
It's not your jam.
But any genre,
so my jam.
Any genre.
I'm like, I just love. Just I don't know what it is. I'm just like, oh, it's so pretty.
Does
it's like pretty songs?
I don't know. Maybe
pretty
I
songs.
Hide from my emotions.
Nah, because you can have like emotional songs that are a different genre.
Yeah, so it's true.
You're good. You're not hiding from your emotions.
True.
All your emotions are just on your sex playlist. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Okay, guys, we're going to play Shitter Twitter, which is where Lucy and I go into our tweet drafts and we just read out what the hell is in there, stuff that hasn't been tweeted. I know that we're not live, which means that we won't be able to read out your own tweet drafts on air, but please tweet them at us anyway, because we'll be on our phones.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And so we want to see them and just laugh and giggle at you. And you can tweet them at FUBAR Radio, or just at us, and it will be grand. okay, so I just did the show last night with Bethan. So I've only got two tweet drafts.
Okay,
since
I
then
just found an absolute gold one.
Okay,
because there's a lot of stuff that I would hold back on tweeting when I was in my degree because it was a bit obscure but also quite funny.
Okay, I can't wait. Go.
All right,
I want to hear them.
Okay, so my first one is, please tell me why I am writing about chiefs who rubbed pubic hair on a stool to show the connection between authority and the people.
Wow, can you please explain that connection?
So pubic, they would rub.
What was your degree, first of all?
Oh, yeah.
See, tell
so
the people.
I did the history degree, but it specialised in India and Ghana by the end of it,
mm-hmm.
and relatively modern history. And so I did, yeah, a course on Ghana, Ashanti, the Gold Coast, colonialism, you know,
classic.
The usual.
Classic.
But yeah, back in the day, they had royal stools, and which you would never sit on. Can
oh,
I just say?
Okay.
But they were a symbol of kind of authority, of kind of the heavens, the people, the unity of the state, effectively.
Okay.
And the chiefs would kind of rub their pubic hair on them.
Sure.
To like mark. It's kind of I think it was a sign of respect. I can't quite remember. Mm. But I remember learning about it and, you know, being in a lecture and I was just stunned.
Wow.
But it's cool. It's so cool. I must say, if you ever get the opportunity to study Ghana, do it.
There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, and now I just can't stop picturing people rubbing pubes on a stool.
But I think they would cut them off and then rub them on. I don't think they'd like grind on it.
In my head, they're
no.
like grinding
no,
on a stool.
No, no, no.
Okay. I mean, does that make it better or worse? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Sign of respect. I'm going to start cutting my pubes off and rubbing them on things and be like, this is mine now.
It's like when a cat pee.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that image of you like sprinkle pubes like, in each corner of your bedroom. You're like, this is mine. Oh my God.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Oh my God.
You don't want someone to eat your food.
Oh, yeah, but then I don't want to eat it.
That's true.
No, Lucy. Speaking of pubes, I've got a Twitter draft here that I wrote this morning, but just hasn't been sent yet. It just said, just had hairs ripped from my body, forgot I was wearing my Hufflepuff underwear. At least someone gets to see my pants today.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say other than that that's a really Hannah draft.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, got a wax and
yeah.
Harry Potter. Like, but also, because that, it literally just happened a couple hours ago. And so I can still feel, my bikini line is still like,
oh,
still a little
gosh.
Bit sore.
I've never had a bikini wax of any kind.
I love it, man.
I'm just too scared, I think.
I would never have a Hollywood.
No, see, if I did it, I'd probably...
You'd go all out?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck.
No, maybe not.
Fuck
I don't know.
That. Like, okay, so your bikini line is literally just the triangle. So it's just kind of like the kind of
yeah.
inner thigh, inner vulva bit. And then maybe a line on the top, if you fancy.
If you fancy.
But the thing is that the line on the top, if you get that done, that's always more painful
really?
Than the rest. Because the bit, like, actually on your, I don't know what you, the mons pubis, that area is called.
Yes, the pubic mound.
Yeah, I always thought that it was like the pubic mound, but it's mons pubis or whatever. Okay. But that's the Latin, I guess. Is it Latin? It must be Latin.
You're asking the wrong woman.
But yeah, that area hurts the most because I had a Brazilian when I was 18.
Oh, for a special occasion?
I was going to Brazil.
In the spirit of my holiday.
I was just like, fuck it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Going to Brazil. I want to get a Brazilian.
Okay, I'm going to move on slightly because I've just found an absolute gem.
Okay.
From when we were in Trinidad. But for some reason, I think it's because Rowan phrased it differently when she said it and it was funnier. And I couldn't get the funniness across.
You couldn't get it.
Okay, so the tweet goes, Rowan rescued a frog in the pool. Oh, he only jumped away when I touched his bum. It's like the natural response of any girl in the club. And I lost it. When she said it, I absolutely lost it. She was like, yeah, I've got a man and she's the girl in the club.
That just created just a perfect image in my head of like girls dancing in a club, a guy comes over and just like tries to grab her ass, and that jumping,
only way of getting the frog out of the pool was Rowan.
Yeah. Rowan being that creepy man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it works on everyone.
Guys, don't
touch my bum without consent. I will leave.
Don't touch people's bums in clubs don't touch people's bums without consent anywhere.
Yeah, very true. Rowan is like a proper good feminist, and I really like it. Cool. I remember when she was about 16 and she turned to me and she went, what was it? She was like, I hate the implications of the phrase basic bitch. Like, first of all, bitch in itself. But then the idea of being basic on top of that, like, they can't even just stop at one insult. They have to go for two. And I remember turning to her and being like, you're going to be a good little feminist.
Oh, amazing. I think me and my sister have gone, like, separate feminist learning routes. Like, we never, like, as teenagers and we're not even teenagers anymore. I'm 24, she's 22. But like growing up in like teen years and 20s, our feminist journey was never intertwined. We never like discussed it with each other. So we've kind of, but now when we like talk, it's like we've both gone separate journeys and now we're like coming to the same conclusion.
I like
independently,
that.
Which is really nice.
That's even better in a way.
Because me and my sister never really talked about feminism. Like, and she knows that I'm all about it because of everything I do online and stuff. And I never really talked to her about it to be like, are you a feminist, Leah? Like, what do you think? La, la, la. But we were both at home in Manchester one day and we were watching Reggie Yates's documentary.
Oh.
You know, the one that's all about the men's rights activists and stuff.
I have not seen that, but I really want to.
Oh my God. So, but me and this, that was like the first time I think I spoke to my sister about feminism because we're both yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
And we're both yelling these same. I threw a Satsuma at the television. I was getting so,
it makes me so mad.
I
mean, I'm all about being open to everyone's journeys and opinions, but it is challenging.
Yeah, basically. Okay, I've got my only other tweet draft here was from last night when I was watching Great British Bake Off. And I think I didn't tweet it just because it's actually just a bit of a shit tweet. It's a bit boring. and it just says, why does everyone hate on Candace in Great British Bake Off? I love her and her lips.
I don't watch Great British Bake Off.
For people who watch Bake Off, she always, except in last week's episode, she wasn't wearing lipstick, but she's always wearing lipstick and they're amazing colours and she's just so lovely and she's so good at baking and she's so great. Aww. But she pouts a lot and people like on social media are just like hating her pouting. They're like, oh, she's so annoying, she's like, always pouting. And I think it's great. I'm just like, you've got great lips and you've got a really great style and lipstick colours.
If you've got a good pout, work it.
And also I think a lot of people get annoyed because they think she's doing it on purpose, when actually I think it's just like how her face rests. Because I know that my thinking face, I blow out my cheeks. I just blow out my cheeks and I don't know I'm doing it until someone's just like, Hannah, why have you like blown out your cheeks? And I'm just like, oh, I was thinking. And so,
she's like,
I think her thinking face is, let me get up a picture of her for you so you can see.
Also, I have a final tweet. Am I able to do it before we have to play some tunes?
Go for it.
Okay, and I'll first of all, I'll see. Oh, I see.
She's so pretty.
She's so great. There's this brilliant picture of her.
Oh, I like her. She's great.
Hey. Oh, my God. People have made posts of being like, this is the lipstick she's wearing in
she
this
one.
She
does have good taste.
I love it. But see, it's this pouty thing and everyone just like...
What's the problem with that? It's not like a obnoxious pout.
No.
But not that there'd be anything wrong with that either, but you know, it's...
I don't know. Because also, like, our friend Melanie.
Yeah.
She very naturally, her lips just stick forwards.
Yeah.
And she's, like, in a... Her face is just in a constant pout stage. Which it's just great.
I mean...
Every
do
time...
Do you know who she looks a bit like?
Who?
Hazel.
Ooh.
I see it. Do you see that photo with her holding the wine?
In that one? Yeah.
Yeah. So, a little bit Hazel-esque.
Love Candace. Okay.
I like it. Final tweet.
Yeah.
I've been dating a gamer for 5 months and all I've learned to do so far is mute Halo. Obviously couldn't tweet that for a long time, but
I can. Wait, it's been more than 5 months now.
It's been just over a year.
Wait, did you do anything for your anniversary?
Yeah, we went to a vegetarian restaurant.
Great.
I know. You know.
Good times.
Celebrating it while it's...
My housemates, I've got their 1 year anniversary coming up soon. And they just booked their trip away.
Oh, wow, they're going away.
To Edinburgh.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's such a good idea. Maybe I'll propose that for a 2 year. Maybe I'll propose. Propose that for a 2 year.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. Already planning 2 years. Whoa. Crazy. Crazy times. Okay. Before Hannah starts having an existential crisis about her relationship status, we're just going to play a song.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yep. If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. Fuck you thought it was. You taught that make a lame ass nigga fall in love. Not me though, bitch. You could keep those. Bro, I'm at your head like Craig did Debo. Don't tweak, bro. It's never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You do.
Shit may sound weird. Inside of the Maybach, look like it came out of IKEA. Run shit like diarrhea. Big yacht, no pasta. I cap. I'm high cap. I'm so high. Me and God dapping. This my blessing. This my passion. School of hard knocks. I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. My soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they doing toe tucks. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down toes up, hold up.
chucked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches come to do harm, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm Uncle Luke with the hoes, pretty bitches centerfolds. Tippy toes around my crib in they robes, just they robes. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar race. Fuck wrong with you, what you were thinking, what you thought it was. I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. More like that.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day, had to pick up all the mail. They gon' channel riding through the streets, they be like they go.
So I didn't know what Chance the Rapper looks like, and so we Googled him, and then from that, like Childish Gambino came up as related, or not related, relative wise, but
yeah,
search wise, and we clicked on that, and then we were all just splooshing over.
They both are, I think.
I just, he's,
if you're listening to this,
so I just hate on all these. There was this Charlie Puth,
Chance the Rapper, and Childish Gambino. I've just been like, yeah, I think they're really cute.
Donald Glover, Childish Gambino is so hot.
Yeah. He is so, so hot. Yeah. Super hot, yeah.
We're just, gonna, yeah. End of show, bye guys.
Who needs alcohol?
No,
we're open enough.
Okay, so Natalie is back.
Hello.
And we're going to be playing a game of The Fuck You Saying, Mate.
I don't know what to expect from this game.
Good.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
I loved that little update.
Just so you know.
So, Luce, have you heard of the YouTube channel called Pronunciation Manual?
Is this the joke one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a real one where they teach you how to pronounce things, then there's a joke one.
Yeah. So this is the joke one. So if you, like, search how to pronounce Beyonce or whatever,
it'll say Beyonce or something.
The Beyonce one, actually, I know off by heart, is Bianca Donk. That's how you pronounce Beyonce. Let's just hope none of these ones that you've picked today are Beyonce.
No, none of them are Beyonce today.
Okay. So... yeah, what happens is Nat has picked five, okay, and we're going to listen to them, and we have to guess.
Right.
What
I will help you. I'll give you clues.
Yeah. Okay.
It is quite difficult.
Okay.
Okay. And should we do the same buzzing noises?
Yeah. I quite like my deep move.
I liked it too. But just to help you out, this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porno. Porn. Porn cat on man anal.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
It's obvious now, Lucy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't
so that's,
wait.
That's just to give you an idea of, I don't know. Let's go.
Nothing.
Yeah, doesn't give you an idea of anything. Here we go.
Meat stick jogstaff.
Yeah.
Meat stick jogstaff.
I think this is quite obvious as well.
Meat stick jogstaff.
Meat stick jogstaff.
It's a person.
Meatloaf.
No. Two names.
Oh my god. Meat,
does it like, is it M?
It does start with an M. The first name starts with an M.
Meat stick jugstaff.
His name is not meat, though.
So it's not meatloaf.
Yeah. It's not meat.
I thought that was a great guess.
I'm thinking through mics, I'm thinking through mics.
Well, because you're quite close with a mic.
Because it's J. Is it MJ? Is it Michael Jackson?
No, it's, like, no, it's MJ, but it's not Michael Jackson. Okay, but so when you said Mike, you're on the right track. Mike, but not Mike, but another abbreviation of Michael.
Another abbreviation of Mikey.
No, not Mike or Mikey. There's something else you could
Mitch.
Be called. Another letter.
Mitchell.
Not Mitch.
There's another short name for Mike.
Mitchell. Mike. Mika.
Mika! No, but the letters are getting there.
Oh my god. What is. Wait, let's.
Wait, can we listen to it one more time? Are
yeah.
we allowed?
Yeah.
Meatstick Jogstaff. Meatstick Jogstaff.
Oh, I've no
Meatstick
idea.
Jogstaff.
Think of male singers, MJ, not Michael Jackson.
So he's
Jackson.
A singer.
He's in a band.
Oh my god.
Why do I not know
Very
this?
Well known band. Been around since probably the 60s.
Mick Jagger.
Yes, Mick Jagger.
Oh, wow.
Go on,
I did
Hannah.
Not know. Is it bad that I did not know Mick was short for Michael or like an
no,
abbreviation?
Fine. Was this educational? It's good, Lucy.
Yeah. This is educational.
Do you know, when I went into the hairdressers and got my hair done the other day, I said, if my hair could stop looking like Mick Jagger's, that would be the ideal.
Brilliant. Okay, next one. Next one.
Poon and Pikmin speak a lot.
Oh my god.
Poon and Pikmin to speak a lot.
Is this.
That's a person. That's got to be a person.
Not, that is not
is
a person.
Not a okay. person. It's, because it's like Poon and Pikmin speaks a lot.
It's a Poon, beverage.
Poon and. What? Poo. Does it begin with a P?
It does begin with a P. It's got three words to it.
Prosecco.
No, non alcoholic. No.
Non alcoholic drink. Poonam Pignum Speechable. Poonam. Poonam Pignum Speech. Let's listen again. So it's a non alcoholic drink.
Poon and Pikmin speak a lot. Poon and Pikmin to speak a lot.
You'd probably find it
Dr. Pepper or
no,
something.
No. It's a hot beverage.
Hot chocolate, coffee.
It's coffee. It's a type coffee. Of coffee.
Beginning with a P?
No, no, that's let's get the coffee right first. That's the third word. What's the type of coffee it is? So it's not
espresso.
Not espresso.
Latte.
Yes, it's a latte. That's third word, latte.
What? So,
oh, pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That,
okay.
That'll be it. That's the only type of latte people talk about, isn't it?
Wait, I need to hear that. I need to hear that.
Poon and Pikmin speak a lot.
Speak a lot.
Poon and
spice
Pikmin
latte.
To speak a lot.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense now.
Oh my gosh.
So next time you order one, you know how to say it.
Yeah. Speak a lot, spice latte. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Poon and Pikmin, speak a lot.
Yeah.
Very oh good, very gosh. Good, Lucy. One all.
Okay, oh next one.
Ruby Tuki. Ruby Tuki. Tuki.
Ruby Tuki. Ruby Ruby.
This is a person.
Ruby Wax.
No, they're not called Ruby.
Oh, he.
If I was talking about he, I'd just go, ugh. That's my...
Robin Thicke.
Yes, that's correct.
What? Oh, amazing. One soundbite can reveal it all.
That's just Robin Thicke, really,
just,
isn't it?
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, Lucia's brilliant. Dogs have just sent me a thing.
Oh, my God, Lucia's Dogs. What have they sent?
Lucia's Dogs. Come on, man.
At Lucia's
Show
Dogs.
Show me what you're made of.
Yep.
Come my on. Phone is slow.
Ugh.
Come
Lucy.
On.
Lucy, let's just listen to Robin Thicke one more time.
Yeah.
Ruby Tuki.
Yeah.
Ruby Tuki.
Oh, it's the dog in the sweater one. We're all good.
Okay.
Can I see?
Original photo?
Let me see. Okay. And then where's the dog? Oh my god!
They found a dog in a sweater doing a peace sign, just like me. Beautiful.
Just need to be clear, it's not the dog doing the peace sign, it's the owner.
Oh yeah.
It's human. It's
Do you
human.
Know, that didn't even register in my brain. God. So I'm need a coffee.
You need a poon and it speaks a lot.
Yeah. Have we got another?
Yes, we've got two more.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Here we go.
Nye new. Nye new. Okay.
Nye
new. It's literally it's just nye new.
It's one word. It starts with an S.
Of course it
That's
does.
Not helpful.
Of course it does.
Can you give us a hint? Animal, vegetable, mineral.
None of those. It's something that you do or you should do, but maybe you're not always on time for it every day.
So, snooze alarm. No.
So you wake up and then you go, oh, 9 o'clock. I've got to be somewhere. 11 o'clock. I've got to be somewhere. So you're sticking to something through your day.
Schedule.
Yes, it's schedule.
What? My brain doesn't deal with abstract concepts.
How to pronounce
very well.
Schedule?
Nye new.
Nye. I can hear it now.
Skid.
Yeah.
Skin. Skin.
God damn it.
Okay, last one. That's good.
Okay, let's do it.
Bun thathi. Bun thathi.
Oh.
Bun thathi. Bun thathi thup puth.
Is that it, at the end, that extra bit, was it that putting it in a sentence or something? Like, bunthathi soup sauce.
It doesn't.
Bunthathi.
And we can't do animal, mineral, vegetable.
You can do, you can ask me anything.
Animal, mineral, vegetable.
No.
No, just no. The answer is no.
Can we play is it one more time?
Is it a food? It feels like a food.
It's not.
I'm just getting food.
It's not a food.
I'm getting food vibes.
It was a person.
Okay, it's a person.
What? But it's more.
It was a person.
Known as sort of a brand now, I would say.
Can
than
you play
a person.
It one more time, please?
Yes, we get three listens, by the way.
Bunthathi. 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 Bunthathi puth.
Is it Ben?
No.
Oh, something sauce.
It, but it doesn't
yeah, because I heard like soup sauce at the end.
It doesn't start with a B.
Doesn't start with a B,
no,
great.
No.
Of course it doesn't. It's not. That's not how this game works.
No.
Oh my
Some
God.
Kind of sauce. Sriracha?
It's not a sauce.
But it's not food, though.
It's not food, no.
Oh.
You can buy it. You can buy items from this brand.
And it's a person.
Whole food?
No, you can't eat them. You can't eat anything from
it. Is it like... clothes, jewelry.
It's clothes.
Oh,
yeah,
it's clothes.
It's a make of clothes that was a person as well,
like Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
So Tommy Hilfiger,
similar kind of. Yeah, I think.
Let's just name Marc Jacobs. Let's name all of them.
American. I think this one's actually Italian.
Yves Saint Laurent.
No,
that's French.
That's French.
Italian. Gucci.
Versace.
What
was
Italian?
You saying? Oh, I felt like you had something there, Lucy. What was that?
Versailles.
One?
But it can't.
But what was that? But not Versailles. No. But you're on the right. Very much the right track now.
Ooh.
Ver.
Should we listen? Wait. Ver. Begins with a V.
V. Begins with a V.
Gosh, God, I'm not good at brands.
I don't know anything. Vivian. No, she's British. She's British. Vivian.
Versace.
What?
Versace?
Yes, Versace. Yes. Versace.
I always pronounce it as Versailles, and I don't know why.
Okay, well then you got it right.
You know,
ding,
well,
ding,
got
ding,
it
right.
In my brain.
I need to listen to that again. So this is how to pronounce Versace.
Bunthathi. Bunthathi.
Mm-hmm. Bunthathi.
Bunthathi.
That makes
Bunthathi
sense.
Bunthathi puth.
Yep.
Shoes.
Maybe yeah, shoes maybe. Puss as
shoes
in
puss.
Like purse.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what that was the hint there. Was that
I need
very well
practice
done. Well done
at
to
this
Hannah.
Game.
3-2.
Yeah, Hannah. Good work. Okay, right after this next song, we are going to be playing Drunk Advice Live. La 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 la. It's very exciting. Even though we are not live, the video is still getting recorded. So if you want to actually, like, visually watch and listen, then you can go over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page because it'll all be there. It'll all be there because it's getting recorded, and that's how it works, even though we're not live. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand. Thank you, Hannah, for explaining it.
Okay,
please don't mark my homework, bad.
Okay.
I couldn't speak, so I smiled while I looked for a word, but you left just before I could find it. I sat by myself and I stared at the pictures of you on the wall. I kissed the floor, curled up in a ball. There's nothing coming. We'll
Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
We have in the studio today, we have got Mandem on the Wall.
Thanks for having us.
Do you know what FUBAR stands for?
Fuck you, acronym. Bitch.
Alright. Fuck you, bitch. Alright.
No, it stands for Fucked Beyond All Recognition.
Is really so mad like that?
Look at the logo. Guess what that is?
That's a middle finger.
Oh, that is a middle finger.
Hey, this is the best station ever.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck the FUBAR.
Every Friday.
Back row and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
I'm sorry, but that little trail there, that little advert for another FUBAR radio show taught me something that I did not know about FUBAR.
Yeah.
Well, I did know about the logo being the middle finger.
Really?
Yeah. I worked that out. I was just like, oh, that's funny. It's like sound waves, yeah. Like volume, and it's a middle finger. That's really cool.
Okay.
But then apparently FUBAR stands for, what was it, Fucked Up Beyond All Recognition?
Yeah, something like that.
I love it. I hope that's true. Producer Natalie, is that true? That's true.
What?
It's true. What?
I feel
it's
alive.
My spiritual home.
On a and rebellious radio station.
Speaking of being fucked up beyond all recognition, it's time for Drunk Advice.
Woo! Amazing segue.
I know. Thank you. So, Lucy's first appearance on Drunk Advice.
Yeah, how literally ever. What? How has this happened?
I know. And if you go over to... FUBAR Radio's Facebook, you can watch the video of this because it's being recorded. La 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 la.
Sorry. I need to get better at this. It's in 1080p as well.
Oh yeah. Look at those Look at those fancy little cameras. Anywho, there are some rules to Drunk Advice.
Can I do them with you?
Yeah. Okay, so rule number one,
be drunk.
If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. And we are well in the spirit of drunk.
Hannah's hanging. I'm sober for
I'm fine
month.
Now. The hangover's gone. I've drunk enough water.
Okay. The second rule.
Rule number two. Have a friend with you. It's Lucy Moon, everybody. Hey. It's Lucy Moon. Hey. And then rule number three.
Don't take our advice.
Yep. Good. Hey. You got it.
Can you tell I'm a fan?
I love it. We need to get you on the show, Lucy. It's ridiculous.
You do.
Okay, so we asked you guys to tweet in your questions. Yes, this is not live. So, you know, if I ever pre-record an episode of FUBAR, you should really be following me and FUBAR on Twitter so you can get your questions featured in Drunk Advice.
True.
See that? See what I did there?
Plug.
I've also written a book. Plug. Anything you want to plug right now, Lucy?
Do you know what?
Follow Lucy on Twitter too.
Yeah, oh my God.
At meow, it's Lucy.
Lucy has dogs.
Yeah, and Lucy has dogs. Okay, let's go first. Carolyn asks, I really wanted to live in London one day. Any tips for surviving? Once she's found a room.
Yeah, good luck finding a place.
Yeah. So separate advice from finding somewhere. I think, like...
embrace the city. Like, you do all the free stuff.
Oh, there's so much free stuff.
So much, and it's so... it might not be free for much longer, which is scarier.
Wait, why?
So
what's going on?
Ministry of Culture or whatever scary Orwellian name it has. They want to make things.
Sport.
Oh, okay, that's kind of sport as well. Kind of chills out a bit. They think that we should be paying for it because you know
that's
austerity.
That's one of the beautiful things about the city of London. It's like so many capital cities all around the world. You have to pay to go into their museums,
exactly. And ours are free. You don't have to. And there's so many other like galleries and markets and like street food. Even
yeah,
so much of it's so cheap and so accessible. And go to Poets Corner, like. Go do all the things. Go and swim in the lake at Hampstead Heath.
Oh my God, yes.
You know?
It's only a quid also to get into the pools at Hampstead Heath. And it's like open lake water. Also, my main tip would be walk around the city a lot.
Yeah. Or use buses as well, maybe?
Yeah, rather than just like always going underground. Because one, it's cheaper. And then also, you get to know your way around. And it's very easy to get to know pockets of London, but then you have no idea how they're all connected.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you walk around, you realise that central London is very small, it's very manageable. I say very small, but I've lived in London for 2 years and anyone coming like from somewhere smaller than London be like, what? This is not small.
And also that journey from the centre of London to where we live, I only learn it through Uber journeys late at night because you don't walk that area.
No.
And so, yeah.
It's not as far as you think. Next question. Luce, do you want to read one of these
How
out?
How to deal with annoying co-workers without creating drama. Oh, man.
Send sub emails.
No. Yeah, yeah. Well, the best way of doing it is being firm and sorting it out.
Yeah.
But I'm too scared of confrontation to do a lot of that. I'm practicing, but, you know, generally I'll avoid it. You know, be a good team player. Set a good example. Be a ray of sunshine in your office.
I think also it depends, like, how annoying are they? Can you put up with them?
Yeah.
For
are they
work?
Harassing you?
Yeah. Can you put up with them whilst you're at work? And I realise that might be a lot to ask because work is, you know, most of your day.
Yeah, exactly.
5 days a week. So it depends how much is getting to you. And then if it's really getting to you, you should talk to someone in HR.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And see if you can, like, move
and then maybe or something. And maybe ask them to have a word with them and say, like, there's been an anonymous complaint about you. Do you know what I mean? So then you're not in the shit.
Probably. If
run away from your problems.
If you're feeling it,
quit
other
your job.
People are too. Don't quit your job. Hannah and I. Also, why are we giving advice on, like, office environments?
I used to work in an office.
Yeah, I guess you did. I've never worked in an office. And thus I am missing on this core life experience.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Gethin Pierce has said... I just spat everywhere. How do you deal with having to be around that one person you can't stand? Why do you have to be around them all the time?
This is kind of connected to the other one, like annoying coworkers.
If they're a coworker, quit your job. If they're a family member, grow up and then move out. If they're a friend, stop hanging out with them. Don't be their friend anymore.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not that easy because all of your good friends are friends with this one person. You just don't get it.
Turn your whole friendship group against them.
Well, something that I think when I was in school, I'm not saying I would do this now, but for me, a really useful kind of... I liked having the annoying person in the group because it acted as a buffer of a kind of everyone took out their annoyance on that one person. So, like, it was always good to have them staying in a room with you on a school trip because then everyone would be like, ugh, so-and-so is so annoying.
And then you have something to talk about.
And then everyone else would stay friends and, like, not be annoyed at each other because they were all annoyed at this other person.
So create a common enemy.
Yes, exactly. Buffer them. Use them as a buffer. And
divide and conquer.
And use them to maintain your other good relationships. This is not good advice.
That's
fine. I'm sober and this is not good advice.
That's such bad advice. Okay, here we go. Amelie has said... Oh, Amelie is the Midnight Beast as cats. Oh, that's cool.
Ah, cool.
Any advice for a 13-year-old that you wished you knew when you were 13?
Ah, I see. I thought she meant, like, she is the 13-year-old girl I wish I knew. And I was
confused. She might be 13, but what advice would we give to our 13-year-old selves, I guess?
Stop worrying about fitting in. I worried about everyone liking me, but I still worry about that, but I accept that I am myself, whereas I didn't accept that I was myself.
Yeah.
So, like, just be you, because otherwise you're going to delay finding out more about yourself and then do it as I did, like, kind of from 18 to 21, and I'm not really settled in myself yet. I've got a bit of a way to go.
Yeah. I think my advice would be, like, stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I was very... I was teacher's pet, nerd, SWAT.
Of course you were.
All of those things. I know. I just love school, man. I love school. Did my homework on time. All of that good stuff.
Very impressed.
But I also had, like, friends in the cool group. Yeah. But because I was just very much, like, head down, do the work. I was quite a hyper teenager as well. But it was all very surface level. And if anyone, like, actually challenged me or argued with me in terms of my character or anything, I hadn't learned how to stand up for myself yet. I would break down if someone was just like, if I made a mistake, because I hated getting told off by teachers as well. It's the same feeling.
I hated being
in trouble. And the same happened with friends. If I did something or if they were getting mad at me.
I did this
and they would shout at me and I would just break down and cry because I didn't know how to stand up for myself.
Or did you just, for me, I just went, I'm so sorry. I just apologized. Didn't matter if I'd done anything wrong. I just apologized loads. And it was like, no, Lucy, sometimes you're in the right.
I knew that I knew that my one example I'm thinking of, I know that my friend was being in the moment, I knew my friend was being unreasonable, but yeah. I didn't know. I always thought of her as much smarter than me. She was better at words than me. She was just better at like articulating feelings. And
so, do you think it was a bit manipulative at the time?
I don't know. She's like one of my best friends still now. It's so right. funny. And she knows me and her like laugh about it now because we're like, oh my god, we were such idiots as teenagers.
Yeah, and you fall out with people. It's not the end of the world. It's fine.
It's just so. Stand up for yourself. And what was your advice? Like,
be yourself.
Done it. Nailed it. 13-year-old being a teenager is a weird time.
It really is.
So like, weird,
but also really enjoyable.
Yeah. How to combat the feeling that dating exhausts you? This is from Eclectic Electricity.
Stop dating.
Yeah.
For a bit.
That's what I did.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when you start feeling like you're not going to get anything out of it, you're not going into it with an attitude where you feel comfortable or
dating
confident.
Dating is exhausting, so especially if you're using dating apps. It's just like there's so much. And it's so much effort.
And I really enjoyed it the whole way through. I love meeting new people. I love friend dating. So I went on loads of friend dates anyway. So I really enjoyed the process of going on Tinder and finding people. But as soon as it stops being fun, you don't have to, you know?
Yeah.
You will meet people in many other ways. Tinder and whatever else is not the only way. It's not even Tinder that people use anymore,
is
it?
Yeah, and if you're exhausted from dating, then just, like, maybe stop doing all, like, maybe stop actively dating, like, seeking out dates to go on. And then you'll regain that energy, and then you'll have all of that energy, and then, like, suddenly you'll be, like, wanting to date again, like naturally it'll happen because you have the energy to do it.
Or put the energy you do have, but not for dating, into something else. So go and join a book group or something. Or something where
banging book
people.
Club. Join the banging book club. Plug, plug, plug. Brilliant. Okay, we're going to play another song, and then after that, we're going to answer some more drunk advice questions. Woo. Because we've got lots more of those. Loads more songs. We love it. Okay.
Since we kicked it, you been caught up with them bitches. I don't get it, you're a star, love. You shouldn't have to deal with that. That never make you feel like that. Cause I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you give but you cannot take love.
Yeah, I needed to hear that shit. I hate when you're submissive. Passive aggressive when we're texting, I feel the distance. I look around at peers that surround me, these niggas tripping. I like when money makes a difference, but don't make you different. Started realizing a couple places I could take it. I wanna get back to when I was that kid in the basement. I wanna take it deeper than money, pussy vacation. And influence a generation that's lacking in patience. I've been dealing with my dad, speaking of lack of patience. Just me and my old man getting back to basics. We've been talking about the future and time that we wasted. When he put the bottle down, girl, that nigga's amazing. Well, fuck it, we had a couple coronas. We might have wrote a white paper, just something to hold us. We even talked about you in our couple of moments. He said we should hash it out like a couple of grown-ups. You a flower child, beautiful child, I'm in your zone. Looking like you came from the 70s on your own. My mother is 66 and the favorite line to hit me with is, who the fuck wants to be 70 and alone? Y'all don't even know what you want from love anymore. I search for something I'm missing and disappear when I'm bored. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of?
thinking about Texas back when Portia used to work at Treasures, or further back than that before I had the Houston leverage. When I got summer on Michael Kors with my mama's debit, a week of tempered flex, and I never forget it, cause that night I played her three songs. Then we got to talking about something we disagreed on. Then she start telling me how I'd never be as big as Trey Songz. Boy, was she wrong. That was just negative energy for me to feed off. Now it's therapeutic, blowing money in the Galleria, a Beverly Center Macy's where I discovered Bria. Landmarks of the muses that inspire the music, when I could tell it was sincere without trying to prove it. The one that I needed was Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree. I've always been feeling like she was the piece to complete me. Now she engaged to be married, what's the rush on commitment? Know we were going through some shit, name a couple that isn't. Remember I talk in the parking lot of the Ritz, girl, I felt like we had it all planned out. I guess I fucked up the vision, learning the true consequences of my selfish decisions. When you find out how I'm living, I just hope I'm forgiven. It seemed like you don't want this love anymore. I'm acting out in the open, it's hard for you to ignore. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me.
Let's do some more drunk advice questions. Woo! Luce, do you want to read out the next one?
Yeah, sure thing. How do you get someone to forgive you for doing something massively stupid even after you've apologized? I feel like I don't do this often, but I do mess up a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you've apologized, and if you've apologized properly, good for you, great.
And accept. Oh, go on.
But
go
the
on.
Thing is that they like, just because someone's apologized, that doesn't mean you're owed forgiveness.
Exactly. So you're just the attitude of getting someone to forgive you. Accept you're not necessarily going to get forgiven.
Yeah. But, you need to give them
time.
But
you need to make peace with yourself that you've learned from your mistake, and you're going to progress from that, and you're not going to do that again. And they don't have to keep liking you. I think I've fallen out with one person who's consistently held it against me since then and won't let go of it, and I'm like, okay, so I've made peace with that, I've done everything I can to say sorry, and it's a real shame, but there's not much I can do, and you are naturally a stubborn person.
Yeah, and the thing is that don't keep harassing them, being like, oh, when are you going to forgive me? When are you going to forgive me?
Yeah, exactly.
But also,
try not to be crazy awkward around them. I'm really bad. I'm such an avoider in terms of, like, if that person's going to be at a thing, I'll avoid that event. I don't know why I'm like that. I've only realised it recently. But, like, when I've fallen out with someone, I saw them the other day and I just left.
Oh, no!
Because I couldn't deal with it. I was completely sober and I was like, I can't right now. This is the first time I've seen them in 7 months. And I was like,
yeah,
not the time.
Books.
Anyway.
Okay, next one. Hey, I'm so worried that I'm bad at kissing. I never know what to do with my tongue. How do you know if you're bad at it? Okay.
Doesn't matter if you're bad, because I can guarantee you will be kissing people who are much worse.
This is true.
This is very true. It doesn't matter. Age is not anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Even experience isn't necessarily anything to do with it. Like, but more experience will usually make you better.
I think, first of all, you should be watching this on Facebook.
First of all, you can't, you can't be...
like this. As I kiss... There you go, that's for... No.
What? You're like a snake.
Yeah, she said what to do with your tongue.
You don't go like...
No, okay, so like imagine you're like just making out and you're just doing the kissy thing with your lips, like only lips, and then every so often...
I'm not making out on my hand on your show,
I'm
Hannah.
Not, I wasn't.
I have standards.
No, but then every so often it's just like a little bit of tongue.
Yeah, I can see that. I think it comes really naturally, and I think as well, like, so long as you have fresh breath...
Yeah.
What's the worst thing? And not too much saliva. Like, try and hold back on the saliva. You're going to be fine. I once kissed a boy when I was 14 who had just eaten a packet of cheese and onion crisps.
Oh, beautiful.
Honestly, like, stuck in my memory, quite scarring.
Beautiful.
It was a horrific experience, and I would not recommend. So, have a mint.
And the thing is that, like, how do you know if you're bad at it? Just talk to whoever you're kissing, and it can be, like, as simple as... And you can do it in like a cute, sexy way as well, where you're like, oh, this is how I enjoy kissing. Or you can be like, hey, will you show me how you like
to be kissed.
See,
like,
I was never and then, that open.
And then I've done this before with people. It's so cool. And then basically, you or them, whichever way around
it's
going,
you
take their face, you grab their face. But then
with consent.
This is what I'm saying. You're talking. You're like, show me how to kiss or whatever. And then you kiss the way that you want to, like on their lips, and then you basically say to them, like, copy what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's great. And then you're like, oh, how do you like to do it? And then
I love kissing people.
Kissing's fun! Great. I love kissing!
Kissing's so much fun.
Oh, I've not kissed someone in a while. I want to kiss someone now. Oh, ow. I just got reminded of my own loneliness. Oh.
I was going to say, oh, I kissed someone this morning. I was like, no, that's mean.
Well, now you just said it anyway.
No, it's different.
You said it.
Oh. There'll be points in my life where I haven't kissed anyone in a really long time and then you'll kiss someone.
I want to try and like date it back and go on my calendar and figure out how long it... I think it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's not too bad. When I was younger, this is like the like Easter egg of my chat so far. Uh-huh. When I was younger, one year I kissed over 40 people. Somehow I managed to kiss 40 people in a year.
Is that when you're like a teenager at all these parties?
Yeah, I was 14.
Yeah,
and
classic.
That was like, I'll never hit that again. I'm probably quite glad I'll never hit that again.
Oh my God. All right, well... Thank you, Lucy, for being here
thank
today.
You so much for inviting me on. It's
Aww,
been great fun.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And next week, we will be live again. I will have just gotten off the plane, actually.
Do you know who I'll be with?
Potentially Sammy Paul, but that is not confirmed.
That would be great banter.
But Sammy Paul, my bro.
Yeah.
My absolute bro.
He's great.
Yeah, we look like brother and sister. It's real.
Do you?
Yeah, I think we do.
I've
I think
never
we're related.
Seen you side by side.
I'll show you a picture. We look like siblings. Maybe we are. This is what I think.
Ooh.
Ooh. But yeah, so next week we'll be live. I will be jet lagged. So
maybe you'll record at a really strange time. I don't know if it's
it'll
live.
It'll be 6 till 8 p.m. Wednesday.
So it'll feel like a morning record.
Yeah, who knows? It'll just be like really bizarre and weird. If you want to re-listen to this show, or if you're just tuning in at the end and you missed half of it and you want to listen to it, you can go to foobarradio.com/shows/Hannah-Witten and it'll be there.
Woo!
And it'll be grand. This has been great. Spirit of drunk. Spirit of drunk.
Yeah, spirit of drunk for sure. Oh, crikey.
Enjoy Bake Off, guys, because Bake Off is on right after this.
Ooh, I don't watch Bake Off, but I will be in the spirit of Bake Off as well, because I love seeing it all on my timeline.
I don't think I'll be able to watch it in the US, so I'm going to have to catch up when I get back. But yeah. Mm. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Enjoy Bake Off.
Thank you for listening.
To say I love you.
chemistry.